When I was in Rome a few weeks ago, there was one church that I absolutely had to visit for the first time. I'd been to Rome a few times before, but I'd never been to the Basilica of San Clemente. Basilica dedicated to St. Clement, the fourth pope, who's buried there in the altar, under the altar in a tomb, along with St. Ignatius of Antioch. And it's an amazing church. There's so much I could say about this basilica, particularly about the three levels of this basilica, how there's an amazing 12th century church on the main level when you walk in. But it's built on top of a 4th century basilica to St. Clement, which is built on top of a 2nd century Mithraic temple where pagan worship took place. And you can still see the altar to the god Mithras. And there's even a 1st century Roman house you can visit. And it's all stacked on top of each other. It's an amazing, amazing church to visit. But what I want to focus on today is a masterpiece, a work of art in the 12th century basilica on the very top. As soon as you walk in, your eyes are immediately drawn up to this beautiful apse mosaic, which is one of Pope Benedict XVI's favorite mosaics in Rome. And at the center of this mosaic, behind the altar in the rear apse, is this cross, this crucifix, which is directly beneath the hand of God, the Father, reaching out of the heavens. Directly beneath his hand is, in the center, is this cross, depicted as a tree of life, a new tree of life planted in a new paradise, as it were. And there are four streams of water flowing from the base of this cross, representing the four rivers of paradise, which are watering the earth and making the whole earth teem and bloom with life. You see animals of all kinds, and you see these, from the base of the cross, you see these vines growing out and spreading everywhere. These circling vines. And inside of these circling vines that are spreading everywhere, growing out of the base of the cross, you see people connected together on the vine. All kinds of people. You see nobles, peasants. You see rich and poor. You see ordinary people and great people, including great saints like St. Ambrose and St. Gregory the Great. But you also see shepherds. You see a boy with a sheep. You see a fisherman fishing. You see a little girl feeding her chickens. And yet they're all connected on the vine. And I think it's fair to say that this amazing mosaic is putting into art the great passage that Jesus, the great passage Jesus spoke to his disciples. We just heard it at the Last Supper, in which he says, "I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Remain in me as I remain in you. I am the vine, you are the branches." So he's saying that we're all connected on the vine, just as this mosaic shows. And I think this is important because it pierces through the modern individualistic ideology that says life is just about me. It's all about me living my best life. It's all about my values, my spirituality, my personal relationship with God. That's all life is about. But that's not at all a Christian way of looking at things. That's not a Christian perspective. That's a modern, individualistic, self-centered perspective on life. The gospel, the biblical view, as we heard, the gospel of Jesus Christ and this mosaic, which perfectly captures this gospel we just heard, invites us to consider the vines. It's almost like those vines are reaching out and asking us the question, challenging us a little bit, asking, do you want to be a part of this shared life? Do you want to have the life of Christ in you? If so, be grateful that God gave us the church. Be grateful that Jesus Christ founded a church. The church is not simply an organization, not simply a human organization or a club that if you join, you know, if you happen to be Catholic, you can be part of the club. It's primarily about having the life of Jesus within us, flowing through us, connecting us to each other, being united in this vine, this great vine, with all the other Christians throughout the centuries. Lumen Gentium calls the church, from Vatican II, Lumen Gentium, the dogmatic constitution on the church, calls the church the sacrament of salvation. A sacrament. A sacrament is something you can see, you can touch. It's a visible manifestation of that invisible reality of being united to Jesus, having the life of Christ in us, and being united to one another. If we abide in Him and He abides in us, that's how we'll be drawn further up and further into the life of God. And that begins now. That begins here. It's not just something that happens after we die. It starts now. Being drawn further up and further into the life of God in Christ. If we are connected to the vine. And that leads me to Pope Benedict's beautiful reflection. I found this online, a reflection by Pope Benedict on this mosaic. Listen to these words. He was an absolute genius. He says, quote, "But there is still something else. The cross not only grows in breadth," I think he's speaking about all the vines that are shooting out from the cross, "it has its height and its depth. We have already seen that it reaches below into the earth, waters it, and brings it to bloom. Now we must still regard its height. From above, out of the mystery of God, the hand of the Father reaches down. Thereby, movement comes into the image. On the one hand, the divine hand appears to lower the cross from the height of the eternal in order to bring the world life and reconciliation. But it draws upward at the same time. The descent of God's goodness brings the whole tree with all of its branches into the ascent of the Son, into the upward, to the freedom and expanse of the promises of God. The cross creates a new dynamic. The eternal, futile circling around what is always the same, the vain circular motion of endless repetition, is broken open. The descending cross is, at the same time, the fishhook of God, with which He reels up the entire world to its height. No longer circling, but ascent is now the direction of history and human life. Life has received a destination. It goes with Christ to the hands of God." So So the question for us is, do you want to be taken up to the hands of God? Do you want to abide in Jesus Christ and ascend with him where he's gone before us? Do you want to grow in virtue and holiness and good works? Then you want to be a part of the Catholic Church, and especially her sacraments. That's maybe a takeaway for us. One takeaway is not to exclude personal prayer, certainly, or Eucharistic adoration, or the other sacraments, but I would say one takeaway for us is that it's particularly through participation in the Eucharist that we abide in Jesus, that we remain in him, and he abides in us. And we're also connected through the Eucharist to one another in a mystical way. I love this mosaic and this gospel today. And so let's pray for the grace to remain in Jesus, to obey his commandments, as John talks about in his second letter, or his second reading today. To remain with Jesus, with our brothers and sisters, past and present, as branches on the vine, so that together we may bear much fruit for the glory of the Father.